This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We have an exciting show, very informative. We're going to have Dr. Francis Boyle on in the third hour. He's going to tell us why there's been so much bioweapons research done in Africa, in the very countries where we see this outbreak happening. And he should know. He's been involved in writing two bioweapons treaties for the United States. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. Alex will also be joining us with some special reports. You know, we've had a big victory in the info war. We see the fast food industry on the rocks, not literally, I mean, not with ice, but basically we see their profits plunging. McDonald's, Coca-Cola, other fast food outlets. I think it's a victory in the info war. Alex does as well. And he's going to talk about how the government not only won't protect you against Ebola, but how they ultimately can't protect you against Ebola. You know, we keep looking for these magic cures from government. They really don't have one. They do have a threat that we need to worry about down the road with these vaccines that we may potentially be forced to take without them having been properly vetted, properly looked at. And there's always the issue of what is added to the vaccine, even if they do these trials. And so we're going to talk about that, as well as some media manipulation that's going on against the narrative that people are as we look at the different things that we see coming from the government, the stories that don't quite add up. When we start doing investigation, we immediately get some pushback, labeling everything conspiracy theory, conspiracy theory. Well, that's the way you do an investigation. You start looking at histories of things. You start looking at the usual suspects. And so the Washington Post has pushed back using a straw man attack against us. We're going to talk about that, not just against us, but against everybody that is looking at what's going on in Africa with the Ebola outbreak. But we're also going to look at another Snowden document that's been released by Glenn Greenwald. This is an amazing document to me. I think it really sheds light on the attempts that we see to manipulate people in the info war by the government. To give you a preview of this, this is a slideshow presentation from the British government's version of the NSA. And it basically, one of the slides, it talks about the four Ds: deny, disrupt, degrade, deceive. That's your governments at work. When we have governments like that who don't want to be held accountable, who shut down all efforts at transparency, that's what we should be, really be concerned about. They're also going to be joined by, as I mentioned, Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining us to talk about how you can take control of your health. Jakari Jackson is going to be joining us near the bottom of the hour, and he's going to be talking about this breaking story that's going on in Canada. Of course, there were shots fired in the Canadian Parliament. That is developing as we speak. We see reports from BBC that witnesses saw a gunman firing at the Ottawa War Memorial. Reportedly, a soldier was shot there, then running into Parliament. So they say that this is increasing fears that there's some kind of a terrorism outbreak in Canada, because they were just raised their threat level from low to medium because of a soldier that was hit and run earlier this week. They believe that had some terrorist motivation behind it. We'll see. Now, there's also a story that we're going to be looking at later. 33 police officers fire 600 bullets into a car, knowing that it contained a hostage. Hopefully, that's not what they're going to do in Canada. Maybe they won't be that trigger happy. Let's hope they don't shoot up their own parliament. This is an amazing story. A 41-year-old mother of two was abducted, and it was a car chase sequence, and the police let loose 600 bullets. That's about 20 each that they put in. We also have a report on someone who was making 3D guns in Japan, and he got a two-year sentence. It was a heinous crime, the judge said, because it threatened the very core of their control over citizens. This guy knew exactly what he was doing. He was a gun rights, gun freedom advocate, and we're going to talk about that. So stick with us. We're going to be right back right after the break. We'll be right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, October 22nd, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. We have a very interesting show, but I'm going to break down who's going to be there. But I wanted to cover this shots being fired inside the Canadian Parliament. Right now, we have a breaking story there. We're going to have Jakari Jackson joining us in the next segment. He's going to give us updates as to what's happening. We had some shots fired at an Ottawa War Memorial. Reportedly, a soldier there was shot, and then the person ran into the Canadian Parliament. And apparently, we're getting different reports. Some people are saying that it hasn't happened, but two Canadian MPs later said that the gunman has been killed. So we'll be getting an update from that from Jakari Jackson. As I look at that, one of the stories that came across the plate today was 33 police officers shooting amongst themselves, 600 bullets into a car, knowing that it contained a hostage. This lady was in a bank as these guys were robbing it. They took her out of the bank as a hostage, a 41-year-old mother of two. She had a young child in her car. She asked them not to let her child see them take her out of the bank as a hostage. They complied with that. They said, don't worry, nothing's going to happen. Well, nothing happened from the robbers, but the police fired a volley of 600 bullets into the car, killing her along with the bank robbers, and now they're being sued by the family. We also see in other gun news, we see that in Japan, a man gets a 2-year sentence for making 3D guns. Now, he knew what he was doing. He was pretty much a self-defense gun rights advocate. He was making a point, as we've seen those who do that here in the United States as well. They want to make the point that we have the right to defend ourselves. He was a staunch advocate, I would say, of the Second Amendment, except they don't have a Second Amendment in Japan. So this is what you see happening. Actually, what they've got, instead of a Second Amendment, they have a swords and firearms control law. That's right. You can't even have swords in Japan unless the government gives you permission, evidently. So I guess the samurai delict wouldn't happen in Japan in reality. But this guy who was arrested, who is now getting 2 years in jail, he once allegedly wrote on Facebook, "Freedom of armaments to all people. Also, a gun makes power equal." Yes, that's essentially what Chairman Mao and other dictators understand. They understand that power comes out of the barrel of a gun, and it is something that the people need to have. People need to have that power. We have the fundamental right to protect ourselves, just as this Japanese guy understands. It's not given to him by a constitution. A government can take it away. A government can lock you up, but it doesn't come from the government. It is not something that is a privilege that can be granted. Earlier this week on the nightly news on Monday, we had a story of a local jurisdiction that was requiring Facebook passwords on gun applications. See, when you turn this into a privilege, there's no telling where they're going to take this. And they weren't just looking for their Facebook page. They wanted their password. Their password. What are they going to do? Alter their account? Well, basically, the judge said he intended to demonstrate that firearms are manufactured easily and to publicize that widely over the Internet. That was a heinous crime. Well, you know, it's not just governments and individuals who shoot people. We also have false flags that are involved in this. We have now a narrative that has been destroyed as it was delayed. An investigation of the flight of MH17, if you remember, this is the flight that was shot down over the Ukraine. Our government tried to use that to push us into a war. We have a legislative requirement that the Congress declare war because these types of things need to be debated. It needs to be a deliberate process before we enter into wars. And, of course, that's been totally circumvented by our government, as the president now sends troops anywhere he wishes and essentially keeps them there as long as he wishes. The only thing holding that back is the alternative media questioning whether or not this was really a shoot down by the anti-Ukrainian government forces or not, if that was something that we should rush in to fight against those people now because that was such a heinous event. Yes, it was an awful thing to see the bodies raining down out of the sky. But it's also important to know who did that, just as it was important to know who unleashed that gas, that poison gas in Syria. We later found out that it wasn't the people that we wanted to go to war with. It was probably the people that we were supporting there. So it's very important to take your time doing that, because in this particular case, we now see a German foreign intelligence agency has concluded that the anti-aircraft missile battery involved came from a Ukrainian military base. This is reported by the German news magazine Der Spiegel, and this is up on David Stockman's Contra Corner. He was the guy who was the budget director for Ronald Reagan. Looks like he's opened up his perspectives a little bit to publish something like this, but it's very important that we take the time to look at these things. We tried to have the mainstream media, as well as the Obama administration, tried to push us into war. It's a good thing we didn't do that now, isn't it? Maybe we should take our time and look at all of these things, even if the Congress isn't going to do that. We also see a breaking story on The Guardian. The U.S. is ordered to explain withholding of Iraq and Afghanistan torture photos. The Obama administration doesn't want to show you the Bush administration's torture pictures. They're fighting this. They have 2,100 pictures, they say, of detainee abuse that's said to be more disturbing than the infamous Abu Ghraib photographs that sparked a global furor in 2004. This is The Guardian reporting. They say the imagery is the subject of a transparency lawsuit that both the Bush and Obama administrations, backed by the U.S. Congress, have strenuously resisted. There we go. It's a bipartisan thing. why is it that Obama isn't going to use this to blame Bush, to blame the Republicans? Because he's involved in this type of thing as well. Of course, he bragged about how he's really good at killing. He's got his drone strikes, his open assassination of people, most of them innocent civilians, further inflaming the war. But they say, oh, no, drone strikes don't inflame the war. What would inflame the war would be if we showed you pictures of what we did to prisoners. In 2009, Barack Obama said that it would further inflame anti-American opinion and put our troops in greater danger. That's what his drone strikes do, actually. We need to come clean. We need to put some people in jail. We need to be transparent. The pictures are not the problem. What's happening is the problem. The cover-up of what's happening is the problem. And that's why we need to get these people out. Unfortunately, he's joined by the Republicans and by Congress in covering this up. They don't think you have the right to know what they're doing in your name. Now, in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Francis Boyle, and he's going to ask some questions about what's going on in Africa in terms of the countries that we're seeing these outbreaks centered in. Why are we seeing so much bioweapons research in those particular areas? Now, he should know because he's written a couple of treaties for the U.S. government, bioweapon, bioterror treaties. He's also written a book on the subject. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. We've had big victories in the information war in terms of nutrition. We can see that reflected in the lower sales figures, the lower profits of fast food companies, of soft drink companies. It was done by the marketplace. It wasn't done by fiat, by edict, like Michael Bloomberg was doing. And interestingly enough, the head of the CDC, Frieden, was his guy. He raised taxes on tobacco from 8 cents a pack to $1.50 a pack. That's 1,875% increase. What happened? Well, he got a huge black market. That's what happens every time you do something like that. It's essentially, you know, prohibition, creating a financial incentive. That's what we see with the war on drugs. Problems like that, if you want to stop people from smoking, if you want to stop them from eating junk food and drinking soda, you don't put bans on everything. You don't ban salt on the table or certain size drinks on the table as the CDC former head did. You know, he can do that, but he's going to ban the trans fats, but he's not going to ban the transnational flights of people who might be bringing in Ebola into this country. That's the absurdity of the nanny state. And the way that you stop this is through education. So we're going to have a couple of special reports from Alex Jones, not only on our victory and nutrition, but also on Ebola. We're also going to have Anthony Gucciardi joining us. And there's a major article that's come out that I really want to focus on. And I don't have enough time to do this. I'm going to do this at the bottom of the hour. This is another Snowden document that's come out. It's actually a slideshow, a training program from Britain's NSA, the GCHQ. Most people didn't even know about that before the Snowden documents shed light on it. But it's got, and this is one of the things, I'll tease this to you. One of the things that they're telling people to do in this is the four Ds. Deny, oh, we see that a lot from the government, don't we? Disrupt the internet, somebody's web service, their business, their personal life, degrade their personal life, stop their, destroy their company, destroy their personal reputation, and deceive. There you go. That kind of sums up our governments, doesn't it? Deny, disrupt, degrade, and deceive. And so we're going to break that down with you. We're going to show you the slides on that. And there's also an interesting article that we're going to talk about at the bottom of the hour from the Washington Post, pushing back on people looking at the developments here with this Ebola situation, pushing back, calling it a conspiracy, and essentially putting up a straw man argument of a news item that was from a small Liberian newspaper talking about how they believed that the Ebola outbreak in that country wasn't just the natural progression of the disease, but it was being exacerbated in some kind of a false flag with formaldehyde. So we're going to take a look at that. Did that really happen? And what's behind the Washington Post's coverage of that? That's going to be an interesting segment with us. And in the next segment, coming up right after the break, We've got Jakari Jackson. He's going to give us an update as to what's going on with the situation, the shooting in the Canadian Parliament. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, we had shots fired inside the Parliament building after shots were fired at a military memorial there. Reportedly, one person was killed, a soldier, and reportedly the gunman has been shot inside the Parliament. We're going to get an update on that right after the break from Jakari Jackson. Stay with us.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The expert are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I love a dark house. Inside is all the stuff you work so hard for, and I'm gonna rob you blind.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm going to be joined here with Jakari Jackson. In just a moment, he's going to give us an update on what's going on in Canada with the shooting there in the Parliament building. But before we do, I want to let you know about our Super Survival Shield Iodine X2. You can find it on InfoWarsLife.com. You know, when I was looking at the Ebola outbreak, I saw that there were six separate monkey outbreaks within labs. We had three lab contaminations at different times. There's only been about 32 outbreaks, and this outbreak that we've got now is four times bigger than all the others combined. There were some very small ones, however, that you may not know about. The biggest ones were about 300 or 400 people, but this one now is nearly 10,000 people. If you sum up all the previous 32 outbreaks, you get about 2,400 people, so we're about four times that size. Now, some of those outbreaks, the reason you haven't heard about them is that they were very, very small. They were lab contaminations, where things were released accidentally. In Russia, there were two deaths and two separate incidents of humans. There were six separate monkey outbreaks with lab animals. Now, the interesting thing about that is that in two of those, humans actually developed antibodies. That means that they were exposed, that they picked it up, either airborne or otherwise. They picked up Ebola in a small enough amount, but enough that it triggered their immune system. When you look at this, your key thing in surviving any kind of pandemic like this, whether it's Ebola or whether it's some of the more common viruses that are very dangerous nevertheless, the mystery viruses or SARS or MERS or any of these things that we see in the past, the key is your immune system. So you want to make sure that your immune system is in top shape. One of the ways that you can do that is to make sure that you have all the nutrients you need. Iodine X2, you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com, a great way to get yourself healthy and to build your immune system. And joining us now is Jakari Jackson. Jakari, what's going on in Canada? What's the latest development there? Has there been any new information?
Well, you know, we were watching this earlier before the show, David, and they had reports of a shooter running around the parliament area. Now Fox News are reporting that there are potentially multiple shooters, two guys jumping out of a Toyota Camry. It says multiple gunmen opened fire at the Canadian Parliament complex, shooting at least one soldier and spraying as many as 30 shots inside the government building just 2 days after a terror attack in Quebec shook the nation, officials said. And it goes on to say that there are multiple tweets going out, some by people who are claiming to be witnesses, some by police. But Bernard Trotter, a Toronto area MP, tweeted that the gunman inside the central block has been shot and killed. The other was reportedly being sought. So, you know, the story has changed since when we were watching it earlier this morning. But it's my understanding, David, when you go to these parliament buildings, they have armed security as soon as you walk in the door. If you go to the Texas Capitol, they have armed security as soon as you walk in the door. So if there was some type of active shooter situation, you know, how do they respond to that? You know, this is just another example of the supposed Canadian gun control. Well, gun control doesn't work.
Exactly.
You know, because just like whether it's Christopher Dorner, this the story that you mentioned earlier today about the young lady who was taken hostage by the bank robbers and ended up being shot 10 times by the police when they opened fire on the vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even so much bashing the cops, but, you know, the cops, they don't know what to do. Where'd the shot come from? Does that guy have a gun? Why is he wearing that heavy coat? Mm-hmm. They don't know exactly how to respond to the situation. But, you know, luckily at the Texas Capitol, if there is an active shooter situation, you can have your concealed carry and defend yourself from, you know, said attacker.
I think it underscores the fact that even with stringent gun control laws like they've got in Canada, the government can't even protect itself. They certainly can't protect you. And so whether or not this is a terrorist event, whether it's a false flag event, whatever it is, you need to have the fundamental right that we all possess as individuals. Just like I was reading in the last segment, the guy in Japan understands that you are essentially a slave if you don't have any means to defend yourself. And of course, in Japan, they actually try to control swords. It's not just firearms. I mean, they've got their own swords control, I guess. So, you know, we joke about that. You know, hammer control, I guess, is the next thing, you know, that they're going to...
Blunt objects, because, you know, people, at least in this country, they get killed rather frequently with hammers, blunt objects, you know, baseball bats, all that type of deal. But we'll keep an eye on this situation as it continues to develop. They say at least one soldier has been shot. We don't know yet if the gentleman has died, or if the soldier, I should say, has died. But
yeah, and I think when they said that they were shooting shots at the war memorial, I would assume that that he engaged
the
guy. Yeah.
It's a whole complex out there. Yeah. And then, some witnesses say, witnesses say that, you know, guys are running down the street, they're running around the area. Is it potentially more than two? We don't know. But as of right now, Fox News is reporting that there are at least two.
Sounds very much like what happened at the White House, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know,
a guy just jumps over the fence, is allowed to run all the way across the lawn into the White House.
That was the question they were asking on the major networks.
All right. So we're going to be right back. Thank you, Jakari Jackson, on that update as what's going on in Canada. We'll keep you informed if there's any new updates on that. Thank you so much, Jakari.
Thank you.
Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about the control of your...
We're on the march. The Empire on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million years old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Now, we have some major changes in the way the CDC is telling people to care for Ebola patients this week. We got new rules on Monday. Now, listen to some of the new rules. In the new rules, they're told to wear double gloves. They're told to wear waterproof boot covers that go to at least mid-calf. Single-use waterproof or water-resistant gowns that extend to mid-calf. Single-use face shields that are disposable. Surgical hoods to ensure complete coverage of the head and neck, and so on and so on. These are things they did not tell us that we needed before. Listen to this one. Use of a respirator at all times. At all times. This is the CDC saying this. Either an N95 respirator or a powered air purifying respirator. Are they admitting that it can be transferred airborne with aerosol particles? Is that what they're now saying?
Clearly, we see that something needs to be changed. We saw that the first patient that was brought in the United States, one patient gave the disease to two people. That's the same rate of transfer that we've seen within Africa. Now, of course, that didn't happen when they brought in the other patients to the secure facilities at Emory University. The other nurse is being treated, interestingly enough. One is being treated in Emory, as the doctors who were brought in previously were taken to Emory, and I believe the other one was in Nebraska. I'm not sure about that, guys. But anyway, the other nurse that has it is at the NIH facility in Maryland. They're not leaving them in the regular hospital in Dallas to be treated, because we've seen that there were a lot of problems with that treatment there. But a lot of the problems were what they were told and not told by the CDC. How many times, though, can we do that? They sent our soldiers into the heart of the Ebola outbreak now, into Liberia, not giving them any hazmat equipment, simply giving them gloves, single gloves, and a face mask, and then saying, well, you know, we're just trusting that they won't come into contact with anybody. Yet they're going to send now, first it was 3,000, then 4,000, now 5,000 soldiers into that area. I think we're going to see it come back, if that's their attitude that they're going to take. And, of course, even though they stockpiled 160,000 hazmat suits, according to one supplier back in September, they're not going to be giving those to the soldiers who are going over there. We're going to be talking to Dr. Francis Boyle in the third hour. He's someone who knows a great deal about bioweapons research, having written a couple of treaties about the subject, also a book about the subject. We're going to ask him why there is so much research going on in these very countries where we see this outbreak. But, you know, whenever we question the things that the CDC is doing, the reckless behavior that they're modeling, the lack of adequate protocols, how they're standing down from their own protocols. As we question that, we're called, of course, conspiracy theorists. And the Washington Post is using what I think is a straw man to attack anyone who questions the government narrative on this. This is an article that came out on the 17th, so I think it was the end of last week. A major Liberian newspaper, they say, is churning out Ebola conspiracy after conspiracy. That's the magic word. You say conspiracy, and it shuts down all investigation, all questioning of what the government is doing. And they use this particular paper, this article, and it's kind of a straw man to push back on U.S. bioweapons research. Anybody that has questions about that? They push back on open borders. They push back on vaccines. Listen to what they say. They say the Observer in Monrovia was saying that someone was going around dressed as nurses giving people Ebola vaccines, and they were immediately getting sick and dropping into a coma. And they say recent articles published by the paper have speculated that the U.S. Defense Department manufactured the Ebola outbreak. And they've alleged that the UN has deliberately introduced the Ebola virus, and they fretted over the impending influx of foreigners. So there you go. If you question U.S. bioresearch, you're just as crazy as this conspiracy theory in this paper. If you question open borders, then you're xenophobic, like this newspaper there. Or if you say that you have concerns about what's in vaccines, of course, then you're just a conspiracy theorist. Well, you know, there really is a reason to question this article. They don't give the guy's name that they say was going around dumping formaldehyde in wells. They say someone was dumping formaldehyde in specific locations when they caught him. He said, we are many. We're doing this in several cities. But no other outlet reported that. They didn't have the guy's name. There was no arrest information record, and yet they use this to push back not only on conspiracy theories, but kind of equivocate on the Liberian government wanting to censor the press, censor reports about what's going on in their country. But I want to point out something pretty obvious to the Washington Post, to our listeners, and that is people really are dumping formaldehyde in our vaccines. Yes, this dangerous thing is being put into our vaccines. They do a lot of that with things that are supposed to agitate your immune system. That's the theory. It's going to agitate your immune system more so that you'll make even more antibodies. So they put things like formaldehyde into the vaccines. It's not that they're dumping it in the water. They actually are dumping stuff in our water as well. They're dumping fluoride, a class 4 toxin. You've seen the video that we've had here at InfoWars where we had clandestine footage. We took the tour of the water facility here in Austin, took pictures of the not the formaldehyde, but the fluoride container that was being dumped into the water, a toxic class 4 designation on the container, as well as the corrosive pipes. They're dumping that into water if you think that fluoride is healthy for you. And, of course, this is a different form of fluoride. But if you think that you need fluoride, then take it as a medicine. Why would you mass medicate the water supply with anything? You can't control the dosage. Some people are going to get too much. Some people are going to get too little. You should never dose medication through a water supply. But, of course, that's what we see happening all the time. But let's get back to the press aspect of this. Of course, as I said, the Washington Post basically gives us a template, a straw man, to push back against anybody who questions our bioweapons research, our open borders, or vaccines. But then they go on and they talk about how the Liberian president asked for broader powers to control false media reports. She said, because falsehood and negative reporting on the state of the affairs is likely to defeat the national effort in the fight of the Ebola virus, it's important that it be discouraged and prevented. Well, they don't criticize that. Actually, they say, well, there could be a case for doing that, because look at how crazy this particular newspaper is. It was voted down by the Congress that they did not enact that. But what they wanted to do was to censor anybody from the press reporting on Ebola in the country or what was happening there. They had their own numbers that they were putting out, and the WHO, the World Health Organization, said we have no confidence at all in their numbers. But they were going to actually penalize any healthcare workers or government officials who talked to the press. That's how stringent it was. Does the Washington Post have a problem with that? No, they say it's not really a zero-sum game, they said. There's actually a precedent for the Liberian press acting irresponsibly. So they kind of say, well, you know, we really ought to kind of take a look at this because they're irresponsible. Let's remember when the Washington Post starts giving a pass, equivocating censorship, massive censorship in Liberia with inaccurate reporting. Let's remember that it was the Washington Post itself in 1980 that had a Janet Cook story that won a Pulitzer Prize. They had to take that, they had to give it back because it was found out that it was pure fiction. Now, it resonated with people because it was about the war on drugs. And there was a lot of elements to that that people could believe that it was a true story, but it was a total piece of fiction. And they didn't vet it any more than this Liberian paper vetted it. But that's no reason to allow the government to essentially shut down and control the press. And we see them moving in that direction over and over again. We have yet another indicator of that, again, from a Republican on the FCC, on the Federal Communications Commission. Remember, he was the guy who blew the whistle on the survey that the FCC wanted to do. They announced that they were going to do a content survey on different media outlets, including online media outlets, which there's no reason for them to get involved, including print media, newspaper. They were going to do surveys on that. How do you form your opinions? How are you putting this stuff together? They're still interested in that. They're still, the government is still funding now through the National Science Foundation, a $1 million grant. They're funding a study called the Truthy Study. And as Ajit Pai points out, the member of the Federal Communications Commission that blew the whistle on this content survey. And why is that a problem? Obviously, the FCC is not there to judge the content of what media companies put out. They're there to allocate frequency spectrum. That's why they shouldn't even be involved in the Internet, certainly not in print newspapers. But he asked this question. He says, if you take to Twitter to express your views on a hot-button issue, does the government have an interest in deciding whether you're spreading misinformation? If you tweet your support for a candidate in the elections, should taxpayer money be used to monitor your speech and evaluate your partisanship? Okay, so they named this the Truthy Project after Stephen Colbert's program where he talks about that. But they're saying that they want to look at social pollution. They want to study what they call social epidemics. In other words, how are memes created? How do they spread through the pop culture? How do they propagate? They're not just interested in the propagation of information and how that moves. They want to scientifically study this so that they can control you. That's what this is all about. That's why this is so scary. There's an amazing article, great piece of work here from Glenn Greenwald on The Intercept. Another Snowden document that's come out. This one is a presentation that was put out by GCHQ. That's Britain's NSA, essentially. As he points out, it's a previously secret unit within that organization. And we're going to take a look at some of the slides here. But basically, this was something that was given to the NSA, and to the English-speaking Five Eyes Alliance. Now, that's the New Zealand, Australia, the UK, America, and Canada. They're sharing intelligence. And there was an article that came out the other day talking about how much, I think it was New Zealand, I think, paid $100 million just to get information from this Five Eyes consortium here. But they point out that it has two tactics. One is to inject all sorts of false material onto the internet in order to destroy the reputation of its targets. Say they assassinate your character, then they assassinate you. That's how they kill the messenger. You need to see that movie, by the way, the Gary Webb movie. But here's the other thing they do. They use social science and other techniques to manipulate online discourse and activism to generate outcomes that they consider to be desirable. See, that's what's behind this study that the FCC commissioner blew the whistle on. That's what's behind the survey. That's what's behind this Truthy project. They're not just curious as to how we get social pollution. It's more than just the government looking at this and pushing back against people and saying, that's true, that's false, we're going to expose that. No, that's not what they're going to do. They've taken off the restrictions from Voice of America, from Radio Free Europe, to broadcast within the United States, but it's not going to be that obvious. It's going to be a scientific approach. That's what we're going to see from this. Look at some of the things that they have in their playbook. These are some of the slides. Pull these up. The disruption operational playbook. Here's some of their tactics. Infiltration, ruse, set piece, false flag, false rescue, disruption, a sting operation. Here's how some of this is going to work. If you want to discredit a target, you set up a honey trap. In other words, a sexual tryst like we see the way they took down allegedly Julian Assange, alleging that he had raped two women. Was that essentially a honey trap? I think it was. You could change the photos on their social networking sites. This is their slide. This is how they're teaching their government agents to discredit targets, people they don't like. They could write a blog purporting to be one of their victims. They could email or text their colleagues, their neighbors, their friends, etc., doing things that are not going to put them in a positive light. They can discredit a company. They can leak confidential information. They can post negative information on appropriate forums. They can stop deals, and they can ruin business relationships. And again, the bottom line here is the four Ds. This is what government today is about. Deny, disrupt, degrade, deceive. Now, Glenn Greenwald points out in this article, he says, no matter what your views are on anonymous activists or just criminals, he says, it's not difficult to see how dangerous it is to have secret government agents being able to target any individuals that they want who have never been charged with any crimes, let alone convicted of any crimes. This is the war on drugs on steroids. This is what we saw happen with the war on drugs decades ago, where they would confiscate people's property. That's become a major source of funding for all these militarized police forces. It's the confiscation of what they call civil asset forfeiture. They never charge you with a crime. They charge your property, the inanimate object, with a crime and merely take it from you. You have to sue them in court. And he goes on. I'm going to read one more quote from him. The broader point is that far beyond hacktivists, these surveillance agencies have vested themselves with the power to deliberately ruin people's reputations, to disrupt their online political activity, even though they've been charged with no crimes, and even though their activities have no conceivable connection to terrorism or even national security threats. Now, as I mentioned, this all started with the war on drugs, and it's interesting to see that Obama is now looking to put in a new civil rights division head who wants to decriminalize possession of all drugs. We'll talk about that, but first I want to play a little bit of Rob Dew. As much time we've got for this segment, let's play Rob's report. This is about what your children are being given in the toy stores.
Hey guys, Rob Dew from Infowars.com, and I saw this story last night on DailyMail.com, and I wanted to bring it to your attention. It has to do with the show Breaking Bad and the action figure that they're selling. And what's really weird is that they're selling this at a kid's toy store, Toys R Us. Florida mom demands Toys R Us remove Breaking Bad action figure that comes complete with toy meth. Florida mom is campaigning to have the show's action figures pulled from the store's racks and website, saying its adult themes and depiction of violence and drug abuse aren't suitable for children. Now, if you go to the actual website for Toys R Us and you look up the Breaking Bad 6-inch action figure Heisenberg, shows a picture of him, selling it for $13.99. You go to the product description, and it says, this unforgettable variant edition figure features Walter as his alter ego of Heisenberg. He comes complete with removable hat, removable glasses, a sack of cash, and a bag of blue crystals. Here's a close-up of the bag of blue crystals. And you can see this is what the meth that he was so famous for dealing during the entire series of the show. Incidentally, he was using this to pay for his overpriced cancer treatment that was not covered under his insurance. But that's a whole other side issue. So there they are equating, hey, you sell drugs, you get a sack of cash to go along with it. But what happens if you get caught distributing these drugs? Well, here it is off criminaldefenselawyer.com. Federal law mandates a prison term even for first convictions of at least 5 years for anyone convicted of possessing 5 grams of meth with the intent to distribute it, and at least 10 years for possessing 50 grams for distribution purposes. You look at that bag that...
All right, we're going to have to... We ran out of time on this segment. We're going to pick up that report right after it, and I'm going to have a comment about Obama's new civil rights division head wanting to decriminalize all drugs.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist light clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate 2 distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Icke. We were playing Rob Dew's report on this Breaking Bad doll. They have actually put into the toy stores a doll that has a bag of crystal meth for your kids to play with, I guess. Can we distinguish between prohibition and promotion of drugs? Let's go back to that report that Rob Dew had. It's a very good report. I want to finish that, and I'm going to have a comment about Obama's new civil rights division head wanting to decriminalize all drugs. Here's that report.
Well, I went to our local Toys R Us, and you can see they don't sell the Eisenberg figures here anymore. They were sold out of them, but they do have the Jesse one, and it is on an end cap. But it's right around the corner from other things like Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Transformers, WWE wrestling guys. So it's right on that end cap. So any kid looking for those could go around, see the Heisenberg action figure, say, oh, Breaking Bad, this is the show you like, Dad. Here, let's get it and bring it home. Oh, I've got my little bag of meth. I'm going to go around and sell it. Teaching kids to almost become drug dealers. I don't know if you see the connection here, but this should not be at Toys R Us. Toys R Us doesn't sell the Cheech and Chong action figures. No. So they shouldn't be selling action figures having to deal with harder drugs even than marijuana, which is meth.
This is not meth.
Here it is out of the Telegraph. Parents outraged as Toys R Us sells crystal meth Breaking Bad dolls. Here's another one out of the Inquisitor. Breaking Bad doll spurs Toys R Us petition. Kids shouldn't play with meth. The petition on change.org was started by Susan Myers, who says that Breaking Bad sets have no place in Toys R Us or any other store that caters to children. People get mad. They put the word out on the blogs. They start their petitions. And now you can't even find this at any of the stores, Toys R Us stores in the Austin area. And when I approached the girl at the front desk at Toys R Us, the local one here in Austin, she said the product had been discontinued. It had an X denoting it. And so she said that means it's discontinued. They're not going to sell it anymore. So it looks like they are feeling the heat from this, which is good. So you need to get out there and speak your mind, especially when you see things like this, because you never know. It could just be one person there that changes the tide of a giant toy company and Toys R Us. Once again, this has been Rob Dew with another report at Infowars.com. Put your comments below. What do you think about all this?
That's a great report. We have to distinguish between the promotion of drugs and prohibition. Think back to alcohol prohibition. They passed a constitutional amendment in the first place to give the federal government even the power to do that because they don't have the power under the Constitution. Where are the amendments to the Constitution to prohibit marijuana or any of these things? No, they don't have it. That was the beginning of lawlessness. And what we've seen from that is civil asset forfeiture, where they take property from people without even charging them with a crime, let alone convicting them of a crime. We've seen the militarization of police forces, the corruption of police forces. We've seen SWAT team raids explode. Now, of course, they don't need that anymore. Perhaps that's why they're looking at legalizing this. I've talked many times to people from law enforcement against prohibition. They understand how it has corrupted our entire system of government with this kind of prohibition. But, of course, they've militarized this to the extent that now they have the Department of Education using SWAT teams on people who are late on their student loan fees. We're arming all of our agencies, turning them all into militarized SWAT teams. It doesn't matter. It's not just about the war on drugs. So perhaps they don't need it anymore. It's been very useful for them to fill up their prisons. They have used mandatory minimums to put people who are just nonviolent users of marijuana away for a very long time without any discretion from the judge. We just had a recent case that the Obama administration under Eric Holder tried to put a man away for 85 years who was growing medical marijuana in Montana, doing it as a model for others, according to state officials. It was legal in that state, but they tried to put him away for 85 years. Now they say they're going to legalize it. I hope that they stop prohibition. It is a medical issue. It's a spiritual issue. You can even say a psychological issue. It is not a law enforcement issue. Everything doesn't have to be that. We're going to be joined with Anthony Gucciardi. Stay with us in the next hour. We have special reports from Alex Jones and in the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
100-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.